Hi, I'm on the trail. I'm just in Flagstaff, Arizona. It's late afternoon, tea time. It's cold. I'm all alone on this trail. It's called Mars Hill Trail. And I'm taking a loop and then heading back down. And I've been quiet and contemplating, and I thought of you. And I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll just do a little trail talk, since it's just us and all these trees. There's been a little bit of rain, so I have my umbrella. Temperature's about 46, so I've got layers on. I'm cozy. I wanted to tell you a little bit about, here's part two. So we're contemplating Pema Chodron. We're contemplating fear. We're contemplating when the fear rises, how do we check out all the strategies to avoid it? And this morning, I returned to the Word. So this morning was my first morning after traveling all day yesterday. And I woke up and I was in a new place and I could see the mountains. I'm in a mountain town. I love mountain towns. I have not spent much time in Flagstaff, Arizona. So I got dressed, did a little bit of reading, headed to the coffee shop in Old Town, had a nice Americano with, actually this morning I just had their drip coffee with some cream, and I was looking at the artist whose art was displayed at the coffee shop, and it was a brick building, had lots of space, it had a stage. In the back part, he had a lot of prints available. He's an artist who has a website online. I looked at his website and he'd been sick for a few years, got Lyme disease, and really interesting, has a beautiful dog, maybe in his 30s. And so I had such a lovely time, and then I pulled out Pema Chodron's book. And I was listening to the audio for part one, the audiobook, and so I bought a fresh new copy to mark up. Couldn't find my old copy from a couple decades ago. And I have kind of a blue sort of teal pen, and there it was, right back to these phrases that I had heard on the audio, heard in the car, shared with you on part one, thought about it, talked about it, I'm talking about it, and boom, there it is. And what it was there today was, why am I trying to find a solution for the fear? Like, why am I trying to give it away to a higher power, to God? Why am I asking for it to be removed as opposed to leaning into it? So this is a whole different pose, a whole different direction. And I don't think either one is right or wrong. I just think it's an interesting field trip right now. I did do part one. I did ask Goddess Moana, a power deeper and higher, if she would take my fear and work with it and dance with it and manage it. And lo and behold, here I am now reading Pema's words, and she's sharing, you know, it's really easy for students, warriors on the trail, to then think letting it go means getting rid of it. Do you hear that thunder? Fine. So that must be a sign. We're onto something. A thunderous experience. Interesting food for thought. It's been so much fun. I'm on the trail doing about 3 miles. I gotta head back into my accommodations and do some digital work. And so I wanted to give you a little trail talk update. Maybe next step is to be with the fear and to let it crack you wide open and bring you into this moment. I know that the last few days I've been really present. And in that presence and acknowledging the fear, knowing that I'm still taking action with the fear, knowing that I'm still afraid, I feel like I'm noticing people and I'm listening in a way that's much deeper. And so here we are. We're on an adventure to explore fear, solutions to fear, surrendering to fear. Welcome to Viral Mindfulness, the podcast. I'm your host, with allergies, because I'm on the road, Alexander Bluefeather. Oh, hey. I'm back. I'm on the trail. High up in above Santa Fe. And we haven't seen humans for several hours. We took my little car, Hudson, we as in Jude and I, about an hour and a half up above Santa Fe, heading across the mountain pass towards Taos, but it's like a 2.5 hour journey up over the state forest. We're at Cave Creek Trail. We're next to the river. Can you hear it? It's Pecos River, the Santa Fe Forest. Anyway, it's Wednesday, late afternoon, about 5 p.m. We're going to keep going for about an hour, hour and a half, and then turn around. The sun sets in about 3 hours. I've got a headlamp, plenty of water, plenty of supplies. It's lots of aspen that are not with leaves yet, but lots of greens from the winter, blue sky. It's finally warming up on May 1st. There was a little bit of snow over the weekend, right up here probably. Maybe not right where I'm hiking, but up a little higher. Maybe a couple thousand feet higher. It's really lovely. This place will be gorgeous in the fall. I mean, it's gorgeous now. It's just, you can really feel like everything's coming to life. Of course, these pines or spruce or fir, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to do a little research. Like, they're tall and epic, stoic, survive the winter, but all these other, the grasses are coming, all the other shrubs and trees and tons of aspens, and flowers will be coming, I'm sure. Oh, gorgeous. Anyway, I wanted to check in because here I am giving you updates. So Jude arrived. I left Flagstaff, headed to Albuquerque, picked him up at the airport, and then made my way right to Santa Fe, which is about an hour north. Jude and I have been enjoying the weekend hiking every day. We've probably hiked about 17 miles so far. It's Wednesday. Yesterday was our day off and our long work day. I've done a yoga class. I've been working remotely. I went to the yoga class on Sunday to Yoga Source. So fun. And I mean, 50 people in class on a Sunday morning. It was really lovely to stretch. We're getting close to the river. I'm about 10 feet. Listen to the sound of Pecos River. I'm gonna walk along here. Jude's down below me, so we're alone, having alone time. We walk alone and quietly a lot while we hike. It's nice just to be silent in nature, kind of a noble silence. So it's May 1st. I woke up this morning. I learned from Sarah Jessica Parker that if I wake up on the first day of the month and the first words I say are rabbit, rabbit, that it's good luck for the rest of the month. So I finally did it today for sure, authentically. And of course, she posts on Instagram. And she started filming season 3 of And Just Like That today too, on May 1st. I am here with part 2 of Conversations with Fear. And I'm headed to Taos in a couple days, drop Jude off, and I'll have some alone time. So expect to hear from me. But part 2, Conversations with Fear. I've learned a lot this week, and I'm really excited to tell you about it. Santa Fe has a really cool vibe. We looked up, maybe there's about 60, 70,000 people. There's quite a few. The population really tilts towards the olders. And you can feel a really calming, relaxed vibe. It's very peaceful. So, just sending you peace. Peace like a river. And a little bit of quiet. Today's episode is sponsored by my spring piano recital. It's called The Music Will Save Us. Tickets are on sale now. The recital is Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. Pacific time. There are 4 recitals. Saturday, there's 2 shows, June 1st, 2 p.m. Pacific time or 6 p.m. Pacific time. And the final recital will be Sunday, June 2nd at 3 p.m. Pacific time. I would be honored to have your presence at my spring recital. I've been practicing Alexandra Strelitzky's gorgeous music all year, and I'm so honored to present it to you. You're invited to my Zoom room for a virtual soiree recital like no other. From my living room and piano, I will guide you through the soul-stirring journey of Alexandra Strelitzky's entire album, Neo-Romance. We'll take in every note from start to finish, spanning a captivating 50 minutes. I have a few surprises up my sleeves, and we'll sprinkle in a selection of supplementary piano pieces, and yes, I'll sing a little to you. But wait, there's more magic in store. Each recital will feature an original watercolor giveaway. Together, we'll bask in the glow of shared melodies and connection. Expect to leave the recital with hearts brimming and a reminder that in the end, it's the music that will save us. Get your tickets now over at viralmindfulness.com/piano. Soul sibling, so here it is, part 2. I love that I carried you with me on the trail for little teasers, little Easter eggs, little breadcrumbs along the way from Flagstaff to Albuquerque and into Santa Fe. And now for the official Sunday morning Dharma Talk, May 5th, 2024. I'm all alone. I'm sitting here on a patio in this really secluded, private home in the Valdez Valley, just 15 minutes from Taos, T-A-O-S, Taos, New Mexico. Northern New Mexico, where dearest Pema Chodron had her breakdown, where she found out her husband was cheating on her. It's those events so often have so much for us to learn. I know that's true for me. And you can hear the patio. I'm sitting on a patio in the shade, and the sun is out. It's almost noon, and there's a gorgeous in bloom and sprouting trees, flowering, blossoms growing. I see some poppies without the flowers because, you know, it just had its last freeze last weekend in these parts. So it's really coming to life. Everything's in spring, seeding, blooming, soon to be flowering. Some flowers are here. And I've got my notes here, so I'm ready to tell you. So part 2, you know, I don't think there is a way to do this. I think you get to choose. I get to choose which lens will you work with your fear in this season of your life. So it was really interesting to me because I kept focusing on the solution, and I even was talking about it with you all. Like, what's your solution to fear? I told my sister that. Like, what's your solution? And so then I was reading in Pema's, you know, words, and I caught it. And I caught myself trying to solution the fear. Pema, bottom line, says you lean into the fear, you become friendly with your fear. I even love the idea of flirting. Flirting is so spring-like, so new romance, so like spontaneous and exciting flirting. So Pema tells the story. Now, I'm reading from my notes, so much of this is coming right from her chapter in When Things Fall Apart. And so it's a mix of me and her and what I thought, what I wanted to write, a definition. So she says that often teachers are saying to us, stop struggling with fear. So let's say I'm saying to you, you know, what's your solution? Stop struggling with fear. In fact, I probably said this to you in part one. If you haven't listened to part one, maybe head back there and see what that feels like. And maybe not. Maybe you're right here at the perfect place to land. So the teacher says, stop struggling with fear, Alexander Bluefeather. Me, I, you, others, students of ideas, of teachers, we exclaim, oh yes, this is another way of explaining how to overcome my obstacles. So when I hear stop struggling with fear, it goes through the system, down into my brain, into my body, the operating system. And I take it as, this is just another way that explains stop struggling with fear, Alexander, how to overcome my obstacles. Overcome my fear? See, that's not what Pema's saying. At least that's not what I'm hearing. It's not what I'm reading. Overcome. I looked up the word overcome, and it means to get the better of in a struggle or conflict, to get the better of in a struggle or conflict. So that's what I'm going to do in overcome, or another word is conquer. Conquer my fear. I'm going to defeat. Defeat is another word. Interesting enough, she also says that meditation is such a perfect teacher. It often is so similar to how the practice of meditation is sitting with discomfort, sitting with fear, sitting with all of, you know, these similar things we're doing off the seat. And Pema says, this quote, all their meditation had been nothing but further separation and struggle. So let's not do that. Let's not conquer fear. Let's not defeat fear. Now, remember, this is this model, this lens, this facet of the diamond. There's many facets of the diamond to explore the center of fear. So in this model, we accept. Here are the words, wholeheartedly accept. Will you join me? So I'm angry and I'm hurt and I feel resentful and I want more. I want more. I won't. No, I don't want to help you. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of your life. I'm envious of your business impact. I'm envious of how much your salary is. I'm envious of your profits. I resist connection. I risk connection sometimes in sobriety communities, certain ones. I resist connection sometimes with my biological family, the Smith family. I resist being honest. I struggle with aging, struggle with death, struggle with alone, soloness. Why am I not in a relationship? I am in a relationship. So many relationships. I am afraid. I've been sitting in a typhoon of fear, a fear typhoon. So maybe the idea is that if we're truly intimate, if I wholeheartedly accept my fear, that it might encourage my dramas to collapse. And this is a phrase Pema used. That intimacy with fear, deep intimacy, wholehearted acceptance. See, once again, that's the definition of the intimacy. My dramas collapse. And in this disintegration of the world around me, finally, life gets through. Life. She says, stop running away from fear. And interesting enough, Pema says, someone should tell us this. So I'm here to tell you, Alexander Bluefeather from Taos, New Mexico, the Valdez Valley. Stop running from fear. Move closer to it. Just be there with it. Hello, fear. I remember when I said, hello, HIV. You live inside of me. We are roommates. Become familiar. There's another one. Become familiar with fear. Oh my goodness. Here comes a sneeze. Let me push pause. Ooh, thank you. I didn't want to sneeze in your ear again. I've been taking allergy medications. It's helping, but I couldn't get the stuff I needed yesterday because the pharmacy was closed. So become familiar with fear. Someone should tell us. Stop running away from fear. But instead, this is what we say to you. We as in professionals. Oh, let's sweeten it up. We as in a parent. Oh, let's smooth it over, your fear. Oh, a medical professional. Here, take a pill. Now, by no means am I saying that pills are not appropriate at times. That's yours to make. And it is a very nuanced, complex formula. Another one, stop running. I'm telling you to distract yourself. Just distract yourself. Here, let us give you a phone with all these social media paths. Make it go away. That's what the world's telling us. And finally, this is really good, is we don't need encouragement for all of that because it's actually in our human nature. Human nature. It is our human nature to dissociate from fear. Habitually, Pema says, we spin off, we freak out, we check out, we panic. Holy shit balls. So, this is really interesting. We'll finish with this today. Because she says this is the most heartbreaking result of this sort of attitude. The attitude of, you know, running away from fear and doing all those things and then spinning off. So as we become aware and maybe use this model, Pema reminds us that we should use this awareness of our human nature that dissociates from fear. We should use this to develop unconditional compassion. Don't beat yourselves up. Be compassionate. You're just like me. It's human nature. And then here's the most heartbreaking result. Ready? Drum roll. We cheat ourselves of the present moment. We cheat ourselves of the present moment. Where are you right now? Take a moment with me. I've got my hand over my heart center. Breathe. Breathe one more time. So maybe we could say, lucky me. My life is falling apart. And with all of it, I'll lean in. I'll wholeheartedly accept. I will do my best to not lose this present moment. And this is courage. This is always courage with the fear. Familiar with fear, flirting with fear. You can do it. Thanks for joining me in Taos, New Mexico. It's so poetic that I sit here on the patio. I can see the sky blue, like cumulus clouds. It's massive. The New Mexico sky is so big. I'm so grateful to be alive with my fear. And I will see you very soon right back here at the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you are so inclined and you're getting something out of this, please push the plus button and follow along so new episodes pop right into your queue. And if you're willing, it's really easy, especially on Apple podcasts, if you're using Apple, to leave a review. And if you're on Spotify, you could actually drop a question too. It's really cool. All my love to your next mindful step.